Hey, sorry for calling you at like 9 p.m. You know, I'm the last person to call someone instead of texting, but I have a bit of an emergency here. What? No, no one's dying. I'm not hurt. Calm down. It's all right. I think it's sweet how much you worry about me, even if you do exaggerate sometimes. It's one of those vampire emergencies again. A pretty embarrassing one at that. Remember that time I forgot a window open overnight? And I had to hide from the sun in the bathroom all day? This might be even worse. Do I really need to explain it over the phone? Like I said, it's embarrassing. I'd rather talk to you in person. Yeah. Could you come over? I know it's late. I'm sorry for being such a bother. It's just. I am bothering you. Why do you always deny it? You're probably chilling by now, playing some games. Chilling and gaming time should be sacred. I figured you'd say something like that. You're the best. Seriously? If there was an award for best friend a socially awkward vampire could have, you'd win it every time. That might be a little specific, but it's the greatest honor, don't you know? I'm just saying a bunch of bullshit, trying to lighten the mood. Anyway, text me when you're close to my house, okay? The usual stuff. Wait, before you hang up, you don't happen to have any wounds, do you? Scratches? You don't? Good, that's good. No particular reason. Bye. I'll be waiting for you.
I am so glad you're here. Please come in and thank you a lot. No. Don't hug me. I wouldn't recommend doing that right now. I know. I'm being weird, more than usual. This whole thing's just driving me crazy and sorry, I should probably explain what it's even about. I'm not sure if I ever talked to you about my diet before. I mean, I'm a vampire. I drink blood. No shit, Sherlock. But in all these years, you've never actually seen me bite anyone, have you? Yeah, that's because I don't. I always go for alternatives, blood bags, animal blood. And I can pretend to have some moral high ground or whatever, but the real reason I don't do it is that it's so awkward. It is. Imagine going to someone and saying, "Hello, my good sir, would you kindly let me borrow your blood?" And plus the whole process is a lot more touchy than I'm comfortable with. Rambling aside, all that would be fine if I didn't have the attention span of a goldfish and forget to restock. Now my fridge is empty, I'm hungry as hell, and I can't go outside or I might attack the first person I see who has a paper cut. I thought of that too. You could try to find me some, but this isn't the kind of thing you can go and buy at the mall. My mom usually sorts things out with farms and hospitals, so I can pick them up once a week. Except, of course, I forgot. So, there's another way you could help me that's a little easier. Remember what I said about feeding on people and awkward conversations? Yeah, we might be having them right now. Please, 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 please don't feel pressured, okay? I don't want you to accept this unless you're 100% fine with it. And having a friend sink her teeth into your neck and drink your body fluids is a hell of a line to cross. So if you're not 100% fine with it, that's totally reasonable. We could go back to plan A or figure something else out. Yeah, I'm fine with it? I said, it makes me uncomfortable, but I trust you. I trust you a lot. I'm sure you wouldn't be weird about it. You'll do it? Oh, God, I knew you were the best. Come here, you can hug me now. I was afraid I'd end up biting you if you came too close. I'm so glad I don't have to worry about that anymore. By the way, has anyone ever told you you have a nice neck? It looks yummy. Sorry, I might have be a little eager. I mean, I'm starving and I haven't had fresh blood in ages. Yes, we can go straight to it. That's a great idea. Just tell me how you want to do it. I'm not sure if I count as the specialist. I've barely done this before. But maybe you could lean back against the wall. That should work, yeah. Now I can wrap my arms around you. Is this fine? Tell me if I'm touching anywhere I shouldn't or, you know, anything like that. Okay. Here goes nothing. Shh, shh, calm down. I promise, it only hurts at first. See? It's starting to get numb now. Then it'll tingle a little bit. I've heard it feels pretty nice, actually. Talking about nice. And I promise, I mean this in the best way possible. You taste amazing. Even the few times I've fed before, it didn't come close to this. Your blood is so sweet. No, it's not a sign that your blood sugar is too high. The way each person tastes to a vamp is, well, personal. Maybe we're a good match. A really good match. I can't get enough. What? I'm not pushing you against the wall. Oh, maybe I am. I think my instincts are acting up. It's because of your blood. It's so warm. It's making me feel warm too. And you have such a nice body. Your lips, they're... Yeah? I kissed you. Why do you look so shocked? Wait, I kissed you. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I promised we wouldn't make this weird, and then I freaking kissed you out of nowhere. Oh, what was I thinking? You're not mad? For real? You have all the right to be. That's true, I guess. I don't think it excuses anything, but your blood had a bit of an effect on me. Like I said, when a vampire feeds, it's a pretty intimate experience. I hate using that term, but we start feeling the emotions of our prey. And if we happen to share one of them, it gets much stronger. When I did it on you, I might have gotten a little, You know what? Never mind. Can we talk about something else? Ugh, why do you have to be so curious all the time? I shouldn't say this out loud. I got horny. Okay? Is that what you wanted to hear? Now you're gonna think I'm a pervert or something. Wait a minute. Sharing emotions? Your blood got me horny. Does that mean you? Wow, I wasn't expecting that. Of course I liked it. Do you know how long I've been wanting to kiss you? I never thought it would happen this way. But it kind of sounds like us, if you think about it. Yeah. We don't ever do anything the normal way, do we? I'm so happy. After realizing what I did, I was afraid you'd never want to look at me again. Now you're doing way more than that. I mean, I'm not sure what this all means for us, but maybe we could enjoy each other and think about it later. Is that fine by you? Good, because I'm... Let's just say your blood's still affecting me. I'm in heat for you, baby. My body's begging for you. Did that sound sexy? I was trying to... Fuck. If you keep doing these things to me, that horny little beast's gonna come out again. That's what you want, right? Okay. But don't say I didn't warn you. I'm pressing you against the wall again. You know, I'm stronger than I look. I can pin you down whenever I want. With consent, of course. It feels so good. Pressing my chest against yours. I'm so sensitive that even this is driving me crazy. Rubbing myself on you. Feeling you. It would be even better if you touched me, though. Wait, what are you? Oh, God. I thought you'd grab my ass or something, not stick your hands in my panties. No, don't stop. Don't you dare do this and stop. Finger me. Yeah. Slide them in deeper. Play with my clit too, please. Yes, just like this. Keep doing this. Touch my pussy while I push up against you. While I grind against your hand. Feel how wet I am. This is all your fault. It's your fault for being so sexy. For having the best blood in the world. Can I have some more of it? I'm still hungry. If I feed again, my brain's gonna melt for you. That's right. But is it a bad thing? Maybe it's what I want to be tonight. Your needy little vampire slut. Who can only think about you and your cock. So delicious. I think it tastes even sweeter now. I'll never, ever get tired of this. And doing it while you finger me. This is the best I've ever felt. That's right, baby. You make me feel so good. I think I'm getting addicted to it. To you. I just need more. And more. And more. Wait, what did you say? You're starting to feel weak? Oh, I'll stop. Then I'll... Yeah, I have to stop. Sorry, I shouldn't have drained you so much. I'm sorry, Daddy. I felt like calling you that. Do you like it? I've been a bad girl, Daddy. Oh, such a bad girl. But I'll make up for it. I'll go on my knees. Take these off. And use this hungry little mouth to make you feel good. I knew you'd be tasty here as well. You're like a whole buffet. Of course, it tastes good. This cock is perfect. And that's so hard. Is it because of me? Oh, Daddy. I'm glad you want me this much. Because I need you so badly. See how eager I am? Taking your whole cock in. Kissing and licking it. Rubbing it on my face. No biting this time, though. I promise. I think I'm being a bit sloppy. But I can't help it. I want to be a good little slut for you, Daddy. Am I doing a nice job? Oh, you're so sweet. You don't need to thank me. This is what I'm made for. You don't need to thank me. This mouth exists to please you. You're pulling my hair. Fuck. And did I get you eager too? I love it. The way you're holding me and making me yours. This is too much. I'll have to. That's right, Daddy. I'm touching myself while I blow you. I told you I was a naughty girl. My body's craving you. The way you're throbbing for me, it's so hot. Yes, keep doing this, Daddy, please. Keep pushing my face against you. Shove your cock in my mouth. A little more. Wait, why did you stop? I swear I didn't bite. You wanna fuck me? Like now? Yes, please.
Please, I want it. Grab me and take my clothes off. Put me in whatever position you want. Bent over the couch. Oh, that's perfect. I'd love you to take me from behind. Fuck, that's so hot. You can press my face down too. Do you like the view, Daddy? Oh, this wet little pussy. Not just wet, it's soaked for you. Twitching, begging for... Yes. Oh, baby. Daddy, that's it. Your cock feels so good. Can you thrust it in deeper? Yes, please, all the way in, Daddy. This is so perfect. I've been dreaming about this cock for years. Now it's finally inside me. You felt the same? See, you've been wanting to fuck your bestie all this time. What a naughty boy. Ow! I was joking. I liked it, though. You can do it more. Spank me. Yes. Yes. Oh, spank me, Daddy. Spank my ass while you fuck me. Punish me by using me as your cum dumpster, Daddy. Yes. Oh, I want you to come inside me. I need it. I can't hold back. I can't. I want to come all over your cock, too. Just a little more. You can pull my hair again. Ow! Pound me. Pound me. Fuck your little vamp slut until she can't take it anymore. Until she can't. Fuck. I'm coming. I'm coming. Yes. 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 Oh, fuck. Was this a dream? Are you still back there? Okay, your cum's dripping out of me, so I'm pretty sure it was real. Don't mind me. I'm still coming back to my senses. Can I turn around now? Wow, you look not in the best condition. That one's probably on me, though. I drained so much of your blood and then asked you to do all this. Oh, sorry. Worth it? Is that all you have to say? You really never change. No, that's not a bad thing. I don't want you to change. Is this the moment where we talk about what just happened? Oh, we crossed so many lines. All of them, honestly. I'd like to, but you should sit down first. If you pass out on me after this, I'm probably gonna panic and... Yeah, I'd rather avoid all of that. Here. There's a spot right next to me. So, I fed on you. We kissed. I even accidentally showed you some of my kinks. What are we now? I would like to be more than friends. And I don't mean friends with benefits. Fuck buddies. I mean, you know, I think I made that pretty obvious by now. I like you a lot. Not just your looks. Not just the fact that you're hot as hell. I love the way you care for me. How you always manage to make me smile. But would you want that? To be my boyfriend? I know I'm weird, and dating a vampire is complicated sometimes. You are a terrible liar, so I'll take your word for it, boyfriend. Is it fine if I sit on your lap? That's better. Your body's so warm and comfy. And I know I'm dangerously close to your neck again, but I'll resist this time. Pinky promise. You wouldn't mind, though, will you? If I have a snack every once in a while? Yeah, googling some iron-rich food sounds like a wise decision. And of course, I can also be your naughty girl whenever you want, Daddy. What? It's not like feeding on you let out my evil alter ego or something. That was still me, just super horny. You'll start seeing this side of me a lot more now. Keep thinking about that if you want. But seriously, you need some sleep. I'll be here with you, okay? Maybe not sleeping, but you turned my legs into jelly and I need some rest too. Do you still have some energy left to hold me? I like being the little span. That's perfect. Thank you. Good night, baby.